you do about expectations? Say somebody has written everything down, has taken loads of action steps, and yet the results have not come in the way that was programmed years ago.
Okay, so the question is, what do you do if what you want is not happening?
Right, and yes, be grateful for the little stuff, but then...
Let's have the big stuff here. Okay,
yeah.
Well, first of all, the one thing you need to become aware of, which a lot of people don't do, is you need to check your feedback. The feedback will tell you what is happening. Mm-hmm. If the problems that you encounter in this particular goal are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, in other words, you solve one problem, now you have a bigger problem, you solve that one, now it's a more, even larger problem, you solve that one, it's an even larger problem. The odds are you're on the wrong road. If, however, the problems you encounter, you solve the first one, and the second one, still a problem, but a little less, you solve that one, the next problem, still a little less, it means you're on the right track. You see, you want to examine. When you want to climb the ladder of success, the first thing you want to check is it leading against the right wall. You know, check that. Because sometimes people have goals they have that are old goals, and they don't want them anymore. But they still have that old goal because they set it 5 years ago, or somebody else set that goal for them. You know, like a family member or somebody else said, well, you ought to do this, you ought to do that. And you say, okay, this is not your goal. So check your goal. The first thing you want to do is check your desire for it. Do you really, truly want it? Are you willing to do all the steps necessary to get there for this particular goal? Are you willing to spend, let's say, an extra 10, 15 hours getting yourself educated in this particular area, reading up, doing research? Are you willing to do this? People say, well, I don't know about that. Well, maybe you really don't want a goal. You know, mere wishes doesn't get the job done. The universe responds to people that are very clear about what they want. Mm-hmm. If you are ever want to test that out, next time you go to the mall, they usually have one big store to one side of the mall and one big store to the other side of the mall. Pick one of those. And while all the people are sort of milling around, window shopping, I want you to pick a goal that your goal is to reach the other side of the mall quickly and decisively. And then you start walking. And an amazing thing is going to happen. The people will make a path for you. They will just move out of your way because you're the only person in the world that has a particular destination in mind. Everybody else just milling around. And that is how it happens in real life. So you need to be clear about what you want. That's step number one. Take all the time you need to first become clear about what you want because it all stems from there. And really examine. And ask yourself the question, am I willing to pay the price to get this? Because there's always some kind of a price tag attached. And the price tag could be giving up some leisure time. It could be having to do some additional travel. It could be having to do more studying. It could be many, I don't know, you don't know. And sometimes you may not have to do these things, but you have to be willing to do these things. The key word here is the willingness. Now, let's suppose that you do, that you pick a specific goal and that you're willing to do the steps necessary to get to your goal. Then you check the feedback. And if the feedback becomes more problems and more problems, then look for a different road to get to your goal. This particular road is not getting you there. Doesn't mean you have to give up your goal. It just means that you have to use a different avenue. Of course, the universe is giving you a report card every day, telling you, you never have to wonder how you're doing. Check to see how the progress is. Are there problems? More and more problems? More and more? More and more? Check it out. Maybe you're hacking your way through the jungle and 10 feet away is a nice freeway. You don't want to do that one, right? Don't want to reinvent the wheel. So check your feedback. That is very powerful. And basically, one of the things you want to work with are your strengths. Do things. Find out what you're good at. You already really know. It's just a question of getting it to the surface. Questions to ask yourself are, what did I say I wanted to do when I was a child? What did you say you wanted to do? Did you say when you're 6 years old, I always want to be this or have this or become this? And then did you forget about your dream? Because so-called lies realities said, well, there's no openings in a particular field. Or it takes 8 years of study to do that. I need to earn money now, so I better find another job. So, what do other people say that you're good at? What do other people say? Your friends at work, your friends at home, your relatives, what do they say that you're good at? And ask them. if you're not sure. So, by the way, I'm doing a little project that I learned in the seminar here. One of the things I want to know is I'm supposed to make a list of all the things that I'm good at. Can you tell me what I'm good at, in your opinion? And you'll be amazed what you're going to hear, because the odds are that you take it totally for granted that you can do that. Of course, it comes easy to you. It's natural to you. So to you, it's no big deal. Yeah, to you, it's no big deal. I had a lady in my class a couple of months ago, and she says, everybody has been telling me all my life, all my adult life, that I'm a great cook. She said, but what can I do with that? I said, you know that one of the quickest growing occupations is going to be a personal cook? Mm-hmm. If you're really great at cooking, if you let your friends and neighbors in your neighborhood know that instead of when they come home, that you will have homemade cooking available for them. All they have to do is stop by, pick it up. You're going to get lots and lots of takers.
What a neat idea.
Mm-hmm. People are tired of the quick, fast food stuff. They don't want to stop by. They want to go home. And here, you know, a block away, every day, nice fresh menu. And you cook for 10 or 20 families in your area. You stay at home. You don't have to go out. Don't fight rush hour traffic. She's doing it now. It's a lady in one of my classes. She's going at it. She's doing it. She started it immediately. That's what I like. Give out an idea. I want people to go out and do it now. Don't wait. Go for it. So again, here, this is a skill that nobody thought had any value. This is what you want to do. You want to find out what you're good at, right? Number one. And then you want to find out what do people want. And then you find a match. In other words, take your skills and match it up with what people want.